lights are coming back on in Maine, Vermont, Montreal, parts of New Jersey, and some lights in Brooklyn. He said, unconfirmed. It looks like a big generator fail. I was wondering if you wanted me to say that Ellington called you to report this.
Yeah.
All right, now, I think that we ought to say that you have asked appropriate officials of the government, including the defense, including the Justice Department, to just investigate to make sure what the causes were. What do you think?
I don't believe it would. You might look like anti-communist or get scared about sabotage a little bit. We have, I'd say Califano has Hoover and has CIA, and that they tell us whether they think we ought to.
All right.
We don't want to contribute to any panic, and we don't want to be charging a communist with something on sabotage. But I would say that in the last, Ellington called me 5 minutes ago, and he's called you, and the TV, you ought to keep it on, your radio
kind of
on. But they announced that it's back on in Brooklyn, and the Consolidated Edison says it's been a power failure. They're working out, but I believe it's probably some generator at Niagara, and that it's probably just gone out on kind of one of these utility things.
Right. All right, sir. Thank you.
I think that I think you ought to have an announcement every 5 to 10 minutes.
All right.
Them, though.
Right. That you're getting reports. If you've seen the wire service, you will see that they're playing pretty heavily. You're being informed about it. And in fact, they put out a bulletin saying that you were.
We heard it on the 5 o'clock news upon the pasture of the house. Ted Johnson and I were riding around with Judge Morrison.
First one was Johnson City, which they topped, which they put on top of all their other stories, saying the White House announced today President Johnson. No, that's wrong. They had some of his top military and diplomatic advisors to arrange conversations. And then UPI 160, Johnson City, President Johnson today ordered all facilities of the federal government made available if needed in the northeastern power failure. And they came on a little bit later with. They asked me if I knew anything about sabotage. I said I have nothing more than what I've told you. So the lead says President Johnson kept in close touch tonight with the northeastern power failures, and his press secretary said he could say nothing about the possibility of sabotage. That's the first thing Smitty jumped to. Press aide Bill Moyer said Johnson placed calls as soon as he heard of the situation. Secretary of Defense McNamara, Ellington, Califano. Moyer said that the President asked all three men, quote, to stay on top of the situation as long as necessary, quote, to offer whatever aid might be possible to affected states. Asked whether the possibility of sabotage was being considered, Moyer said, I have nothing more than what I've given you. When asked if the government would investigate the possibility of sabotage, Moyer repeated what he said and said, I don't know. Johnson heard about the widespread power failures on his auto radio during the 5-minute newscast and immediately called his key officials in Washington.
All right, I would do that, and then I'd talk to California
and
get some 5 to 10 minutes later.
All right, sir.
And I'd stay away from the sabotage thing.
Right.
Tell Smitty that you wouldn't contribute any panic. She didn't need to.
All right, so now Miriam Smith asked at the briefing if Ruth Youngblood were in Augusta. I said I didn't know, because I really didn't know. And then he kept up. He said, well, has Ruth Youngblood been fired? Very frankly, I don't know about anything. I just said I don't think so. I don't know where he is. Then Pomfret showed me a telegram saying that Felix Belair, who is down in Augusta, has seen Ruth Youngblood and 4 Secret Service agents in Augusta.
Well, Ruth Youngblood is in charge of the assistant director in charge of protective services. He's organizing it for them under the new Atchison plan. And I don't know why they haven't announced it. I guess that they haven't organized it yet. But I just tell him off the record that he is watching protective services for Truman, for Eisenhower, for Johnson, for all the details, the Vice President, Ms. Kennedy. And that's one of the assistant directors, and he is a protective person with him, and he's wherever he needs to be in organizing the services. That Lem Johns, who is his associate, is head of the detail here now. But there's been no official a designation of it. That's just an inter-organization word, but there's not anything they need to know about to its mouth.
Okay.
But it's nothing different. He's always been around doing things.
I'll run down.
What they've appointed is about three, I believe there's three assistant to, what's the guy's name?
Jim Rowley.
The three assistants to Rowley under the Atchison program, under the new Treasury Warren Commission's treatment. There are three assistants to Rowley. One of them is called Protective Services. That is the outfit that protects the folks. They protect the president, they protect the former president, they protect the first lady, they protect Linda and Lucy, and they protect Ms. Kennedy. So he is the assistant under Rowley doing that, and will have a promotion when it's announced.
Okay.
They'll just leave him alone, not interrupt him. And I guess he was there with Eisenhower.
All right, sir.
Anything else?
Yes, sir.
Anything else?
No, sir.